Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a microphone, dressed like a million bucks, buttons things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on. Come on, y'all. Dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, is God good to me. Unbelievable. Yeah, he is. And I can only attribute it to one thing. It's just been a turnaround in my life. It's been me finally making a decision to see what all God has for me, but at the same time trying to be more God want me to be instead of more what I want to be. That's the trade-off. You know, you got to do something now. You know, you want God's blessings. You got to be willing to do something on his behalf. I'm not saying I got it right now, because I'm just being real with you. I don't have it all together by any stretch of the imagination. I'm trying to get better in several areas. I'm praying about it. I'm working on it. But, you know, it's a process, and I've grown to accept the process. But I'm improving in a lot of areas from day to day. But I'll tell you what, man, my success, all that's going on with me, I can only attribute to this turnaround. And the turnaround was simple. I turned around and started looking at God. That was the simple move, man. I just turned around and started looking at him, and I was going, okay, I get it now. You created me. You're the creator. You have a purpose for me. I understand that now. Now, let me just walk in that purpose, and let me get to doing that purpose. Now, my purpose and your purpose and their purpose and anybody's purpose could be different. And the way you go about the purpose can be different. And that's the part that I've really grown up to. I've opened up my mind to understanding that everybody's different. Nobody's quite the same. And that is not my right or position to judge, but to be of a forgiving spirit and understand and forgive those as I ask God to forgive me. See, that's the key. That's the key, y'all. So when you out here and you stuck on this unforgiveness, understand in the Lord's Prayer, there's a segment that says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. There's another version that says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. It's two different versions. But either one, it means the exact same thing. It means simply this, that you are asking God to forgive yours like you forgive others. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. When I cross the line with you, God, handle me the way I handle people when they cross the line with me. You feel what I'm saying to you. See, you understand that? That's the breakdown of it. Best way I can give it to you. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgive me, God, for stepping over the line like I forgive those that step over the line on me. That's the hard part, man. That's the part, man, I've really been working on. I've been really trying to get that together. And so I've learned forgiveness a lot better over the past 5 years than I have before. And it's paid off. I can't tell you how it's paid off, because now God's mercy and grace is all over me, because I've learned to become more graceful. Now, I ain't graceful like him. I ain't merciful like him. But I've learned to become more graceful, more merciful. Because, man, I can't live my life like that. I just got sick of me, man. You mad at me, now I'm mad at you. You hating on me, now I'm going to hate on you. I ain't got time for that, man. I've got you. Look here, you got somewhere to go. Hate take up time. It's time consuming, hating. Trying to seek revenge, it's time consuming. It take up way too much of your time to seek revenge when vengeance ain't really yours. That's another one. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. It ain't yours. So now when you go to seek it, to take it out, guess what you're doing? You're doing something now, man. Now you off into an area that you got no business being in. And instead of steady climbing your ladder like you're supposed to, you didn't take out time for vengeance. To hate, I'm a hater. I'm going to be a blogger. I'm going to blog about so-and-so. When you're blogging about somebody, and most of these people you don't even know, when you're blogging about somebody, what you doing? What you hating? It takes time to hate, man. I just decided, man, I got to take all my time, and instead of doing time and being active, I got to be proactive. See, some people get that confused. Being active and being proactive. Pro is positive. Pro means to move forward. You know, if you put pro in front of most words, it's a positive influence. You know, there's the pros and the cons. The pros is the good side. The cons is what can go wrong, the bad side. You know, if you're active, that's one thing. But if you're proactive, you're going forward in a positive direction. When you become a pro, that means you're the best of the best at whatever it is you've chosen to be. I'm a pro. So somehow, and I'm no English teacher or grammatical guy, the word pro, a lot of times, when you put it in front of something, means positiveness. So now, a lot of people think that if you just active, something ought to happen. Well, I'm doing something. And that's what happens, man. We just find ourselves doing a lot of busy work that really ain't about nothing and ain't going nowhere. It ain't got no direction or no purpose because we haven't tried to find out the direction or purpose. So you wake up and your wheels are spinning. You a hamster on a treadmill. You're running real fast, but you're just going in the same spot. You understand? That's because you're just out here being active instead of proactive. Why don't you get God in your life? Why don't you turn and face your creator and find out how to become more proactive so you can do things to move yourself forward, how you can get your life off the ground and get off the treadmill and really get it rolling in the direction that it need to be going, man. I'm telling you, God can make that change for you if he see you making the change for him. See, the whole key, man, the whole key is you got to be willing to do something. You got to give God something to bless. Bless me, God. And then you go sit on your couch and you ain't trying. Okay, bless me, God, with what? What he working with? He can't have the people hire you if you ain't put the app in. Come on, man. The blessing comes when you make a proactive step, when you try to do something on the positive side. Look, man, I'm going to quit messing around with all these people. I'm going to start going home. I'm going to leave these women alone out here. You got to say, all right, man, I ain't going over there tonight. I just ain't going to get. Then God can work with you. God, help me stop seeing all these women. But you steady going over there, calling them, setting up stuff. Well, can't nobody help you? Because once you get over there, you already know. See, you got to get proactive. You got to do something yourself. You make one step, he'll make two. That's the key, man. So come on, y'all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies, gentlemen, everybody listening, I need your attention for this simple, very simple, but factual announcement. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a very simple scripture. Hmm. It means so much to me. I would invite you to just do the same. Here's the deal. Today is all we really have. The past belongs to history. The future belongs to God. We have today. You should rejoice and be glad in it. Because this is yours. That's why they call it the present. Because it's an unwrapped gift. It's the present. This is yours. This is ours. Let's get it. Welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica, Junior, better known as Kid Space, and the legend of Nephew Tommy. Yours truly, Junior, what, boy?
I tell you what, I remember one of your most famous jokes, Willie Turner. If I give my money. I saw it the other day, man. Let me ask you, what lengths have you gone through to get your money? If somebody don't have Steve Harvey money, what lengths have you been through?
I'm going to tell you one of the biggest impacts, one of the moments, this is a true story. I got paid in Arkansas one night, and we were performing at this comedy club that was upstairs on the second floor, had a bar in it. I kind of stayed till the show was over, talking to some of the bartenders and waitresses. And I put my little cash in the bag, which was $750. And I'm walking because I could walk across the street to the condo that they let the comedian stay in. And I come downstairs and I'm walking across the parking lot. And this dude runs up behind me and grabs me from behind. And I kind of turn and I could see the waitresses upstairs on the balcony, what I had just left. And they was talking and laughing. So I thought it was one of the little bartenders playing. You know how they play. I don't really play like that.
Yeah.
You know, ha ha, he he. I go along with it.
Right.
But a pickup truck, he grabs me from behind. It was kind of tight, but I said, okay, that's how he's trying to play. He wasn't strong enough to toss me, but he was holding me. A pickup truck pulls up right in front of me, and the dude jumps out the truck and is charging at me. Now, right then, the hood in me goes off.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still playing, but it don't look like playing to me, so I'm going to act like it ain't no play game no more. I put my chin on my chest and threw my head back into his face as hard as I could. Bust his nose, but here the dude come, the little white dude going to bend over and charge me, and that was way quicker then. I was in my 30s, so
yeah.
Bending over charging me, that's a mistake. I put this knee in your chin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come to find out, they was robbing me.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
Dog, you ain't got no gun, you ain't got no knife, y'all ain't strong, y'all ain't coordinated. You robbing me?
Yeah, you ain't got none of the qualifications.
Boy, and you can't fight? Oh. You know where the hell you getting my $750?
All right.
It's a nice day at the outside. Nice activity right after the show.
Yeah.
Still had my hands. Thank you, Lord.
Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time now to run that prank back with the nephew. What you got for us, Neff?
Your sex is too loud. Your sex is too loud. I thought all of them was loud. Is it some quiet ones? I thought all of them was supposed to be loud.
Depending on location.
Is that what you thought?
Depending on location.
Right, Junior, right.
I'm hollering no matter where I'm at.
Nah, it depends. If you're at your parents' house, you're quiet. There you go. See?
I'll wait.
What's going on, Shirley?
I'll wait. Sex is too loud. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Cedric.
You have the wrong number. This is his wife, though. Can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling you from the front desk here at the Hilton Hotel, and I've called the room a few times, and you guys haven't answered. So we actually went a little further and got the number that's connected with the credit card, and I wouldn't be calling your number like this, but the people are complaining about you guys on the floor that you guys are staying on, and they're saying that the sex is too loud coming from
I'm
you all's
sorry?
Hotel room.
Wait a minute. What'd you say?
The people on you all's floor are saying that the sex is too loud coming from you and your husband's room.
Wait, what the f*** is going on here? I am at home, and that mother f*** is out of town. So what are you saying to me?
Can I get you to hold on for a second?
Sure. Some bull.
This is his wife on the phone right now. But she said she's at home. That's what she's telling me. She's telling me she's at home. But she's not upstairs. No. She's not upstairs. Evidently in a different city. What am I supposed to say to her? Okay. Okay. Ma'am?
Yes?
Okay, well, I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Dominique.
Okay. Dominique, look, you know what? We won't worry about it. We'll fix it.
What the do you mean don't worry about it? You just called me to tell me that basically my husband is having sex with someone at the hotel, and now you're acting like I'm just supposed to act like this didn't happen? Hello?
Yeah.
And I did hear you talking in the background.
You heard who?
I heard you.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Can you hold on again, please?
Where are you at? Which is this? Which hotel is this?
Just hold on for a second, ma'am. I didn't hit the mute button. I didn't hit the hold button. No, she heard everything we was talking about. I don't know. What am I supposed to say to her? The guy won't answer the phone, and it's noise coming from the room all day. All right. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Dominique, Miss Dominique, I want to apologize. We thought we were calling the number.
Apology is not going to do it. I can solve the problem for you. What's your address? Tell me your address.
I'm not at liberty to give that information.
This is some bull. Some real bull. Can you put your manager on the phone or something?
I mean, my manager's actually in a meeting right now. I don't. Ms. Dominique, I just want to say I truly apologize. I mean, I thought I was calling the person that was in the room. I'm really, really
sorry. You know
what? I don't know what to say.
There is nothing to say unless you're going to give me your address right now so I can be on my way over there.
What city are you in?
Don't worry about where I'm at. I can get to you and his ass. You know what? I'm going to call this mother myself, and he better
call. Okay, wait a minute.
I can solve your whole situation.
Okay, but
I'm calling his ass right now.
Okay, but will you wait? Because you're going to mess around. I'm going to lose my job.
I don't give a f- about your job right now. Bro, you told me that my husband is some other in your hotel. Do you think I care? So what's your address so I can be on my way?
Okay. My
actually,
my...
let me just call him.
No. My manager coming down. My manager.
Oh, now your manager is available. How convenient.
Okay. So my manager talked.
I don't want to talk to your manager.
Okay. I thought you wanted to talk to the manager.
I'm pissed off right now. So either you're going to give me your address.
This is my manager, Tommy. Can I put Tommy on the phone?
Sure.
Hey, Dominique.
Yes.
This is Tommy.
Okay, Tommy.
What's going on?
Your worker called me to tell me that my husband was having sex in your hotel too loud. And I asked him his address, and he won't give it to me. And I'm on my way down there, and I'm about to call my husband since he won't answer your call. And I did hear him talking to you in the background.
Okay. Well, did you hear who he was talking to?
No, I didn't.
Okay. He was talking to me, but do you know who I am?
No, I don't. And I don't really care.
But do you know Tommy at all?
Do I know Tommy? No.
Do you know Tommy?
No.
Okay. Do you know nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? Do you know
Are
him?
Are you kidding? You asshole. How dare you? That's messed up, Tommy. Oh, my God. I'm not your friend right now, Tommy, and I don't like you anymore. I just want you to know that.
Oh, come on, Tommy, come on.
That ain't funny. It's not funny, Tommy. It's really not.
Okay, all right. I don't want to get off the phone and we're on bad terms now. We got to get back. We got to be on good terms when we get off the phone. Okay? Come on, Dominique. Laugh with me, baby, please.
Well, I don't know if you'd be laughing if somebody called you with this, but okay.
I wouldn't. You have a sister. Your sister's name is Lydia. Am I right?
Yes.
Lydia is who got me to prank phone call you, baby.
Okay. It's really going down now. I got something for you and her. So let me see you in the streets, Tommy.
Okay, let me ask you this, though, before you go. At least give me this. What's the baddest radio show in the land? Come on, let me ask.
You know, Steve Harvey and Nephew Tommy. You know what, Tommy? You used to be my favorite. But now, I'm rolling with Steve. You could kiss my ass.
Oh, come on.
Keep it quiet, Shirley. Keep it quiet.
Shh. Up next,
asked the CLO, with our chief love officer, Steve Harvey, in the building right after this. Shh.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Jada Pinkett Smith. Finally, we hear from her. She speaks on Will Smith's slap. Also, Cleveland's quarterback is being sued again for sexual misconduct. And Carla has some music news for us. But right now, it is time for Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building. Ready for your love questions. Cassidy in Toledo writes, I'm 28 years old and I'm dating a man that is a few years younger than I am. He makes more money than I do, and he's more established than I am because he used to play a pro sport. Now, my parents think all athletes are flawed and that I can do a lot better. He wants to meet them, but I'm skeptical. What do I do?
Well, all athletes are flawed. All entertainers are flawed. All ministers are flawed. Welcome to humanity. So I don't know who your mama thinks. What she's doing is she's grouping them in a group with everybody else. But everybody, the banker is flawed. Everybody's flawed. If the man is treating you well and living up to your expectations and exceeding them, let me tell you something, ladies. Be very careful in the beginning of a relationship when a man meets your expectations and is not exceeding them. Because because in the beginning, he's running at max capacity. Mm-hmm. So if he's doing just enough to meet your expectation and not over exceeding them, that when the drop off comes, it may not be enough for you. So just be conscious of that. So if this man you're dating is meeting your expectations and exceeding a few of them, you may have something. If he just getting to the tape, in a minute he ain't gonna get to the tape.
Just barely. Because
the drop off is real. Okay. The drop-off is real.
All right, CLO. Starting off with a bang here. Joanne in Arizona says, I have 8 grandchildren by my only son, and I want him to stop populating the planet and grow up. I hate to do my own grandchildren dirty, but I'm not keeping any of them when it's his weekend to be a parent. How do I get this man to live up to his responsibilities before his children grow up resenting him? Wow.
Well, just do like that. Don't help him on his weekend. It's 8 of them. Do he get all 8 of them on the same damn weekend?
Sounds
or he
like
just
he
got
does.
Kids every weekend, seem like to me. Ain't no way in hell you done worked it out with 8 baby mamas to get them on. They're all on the same weekend. So every weekend is baby weekend for him.
Yeah, ooh. She says, I'm not keeping any of them. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not keeping any of them, then fine, then don't. You've made your decision, ma'am. That's it. Mm-hmm. Don't keep the grandkids. But also keep in mind, it ain't the grandkids' fault that they don't
know
their grandmama because you're trying to teach him a lesson. Mm-hmm. You may inadvertently be teaching them a lesson that grandparents ain't worth a damn.
Oh, wow. This done turned on her.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, I
but
mean,
it
I
is, you're right. It's
her.
Not the baby's fault. It's not the baby's fault.
I understand her trying to teach him a lesson.
You're right.
But at the same time, the grandchildren don't get to meet their grandparents. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
I mean, what kind of deal is that?
Yeah. All right, moving on to Stephanie in Pensacola. Stephanie writes, I'm a 47-year-old married woman, and I had a crush on our lawn guy. I was home sick one day and asked the lawn guy if he could get me some Gatorade before he cut our yard. He got it, and when my husband saw it, I had to tell him who got it. He fired the lawn guy, and I feel terrible. How do I fix this?
You can't. You can't get this lawn guy back. Lady, are you playing? What's the deal? You said you liked the man. You had a crush on him.
She had a crush,
You ask him for some Gatorade. He go get you the Gatorade. Your husband find out he fired a man. What you going to do, bring the man back?
Not good.
You going to be out there cutting your own damn grass. Keep on. You going to be out there sitting in the truck next to his ass going from house to house. Because that's who you're going to end up with. Now, your husband gave
business.
You some kind of life. Ain't nothing wrong with landscapers, but your ass is finna be riding in the mow truck.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bring him back if you want to. Joanne, go over there and sit your ass down somewhere. You too old for this.
They got
Uber Eats now. Order you some damn Gatorade.
Does her husband know she has a crush on the lawn guy?
No, but he fixing it just in case. But, you know, this dude probably in shape and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Husband fat, you know. He ain't picked up a lawnmower. He the man be out there picking up the lawnmower with a little person on it. You know, he doing strong ass stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Shirt all off.
Yeah shirt open and stuff, yeah.
Glistening biceps. Mm-hmm.
Can you give me some Gatorade? Sure, okay.
So she can't fix it.
I'll go get it for you. Gatorade, the thirst quencher.
Yeah. That's how the long guy talks.
Uh-huh. Oh, and they got deep voice. Yeah, I'll bring it to you, man. I'm going to go get this Gatorade. I'm going to tighten it up for you.
That deep six. Yeah.
Thank you for my Gatorade.
Hey, well, hold on. Hold on, Miss Jackson. Let me pour it in the cup for you because I don't want you to get your hands all wet on this.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Hey, listen to this because I don't want you to get your hands all wet on this thing right there. So let me hold that cup for you.
Okay.
Pour it in here. You need some help drinking it.
What has happened?
Here you go. Hey, he getting
it's
deep.
Delicious. It's delicious.
And she over there kicking.
Hey, listen to me. Hey, hold this cup with both hands. You're going to need both hands. I don't want it to slip.
All right, moving on.
Anything else you need with this Gatorade?
No!
You need
just
some
the
crackers.
Lawn cut. That's all.
You need some crackers.
Because she's sick.
I don't need any.
He don't really know how to take care of a woman, but he's just coming over still.
All right, moving on to our last one. It's Tam in South Carolina. Tam says, I caught my husband cheating on me last year, and I jumped on him and the girl. This woman still has it out for me, and she wants revenge. My husband lives with her, even though we're still married. He won't divorce me, and I'm afraid to even contact him because this chick is crazy. How do I break free from them?
Free? Mm-hmm. You free. Already free. Mm-hmm. He just live with her. Stay out over there. Free is a state of mind.
She wants a divorce.
Get a divorce. Go get your lawyer. Tell any lawyer in the United States that your husband has moved in with another girl. This case is open and shut. Just file your paperwork. You ain't got to reach out to them. Have the court deliver the paperwork. They know how to get it to them. Girl, I've been handing stuff to me in some of the craziest places. They'll find you.
Like where, Steve?
At the Magic Show in Vegas.
You got served at a convention.
Came up to my booth.
You missed brought Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey. Yeah, man, what's happening? Here you go.
He thought he was a fan.
Yeah. I came out the back door of a theater before. Mr. Harvey. Not right now. Mr. Harvey, can you sign this for me?
Come
on, man, I'll sign it for you. Yeah, it is. Now, you don't have to sign it. Just read it.
So she can get him anywhere, huh?
You just right. been served.
Yes. All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All oldest girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Jada Pinkett Smith has finally addressed the horrific Oscar slap, but rather than apologizing, Jada said Chris Rock and her husband, Will Smith, both have to set aside their differences. She opened up the latest episode of the Red Table Talk with this.
About Oscar night, my deepest hope is that these two intelligent, capable men have an opportunity to heal, talk this out, and reconcile. The state of the world today, we need them both, and we all actually need one another more than ever. Until then, Will and I are continuing to do what we have done for the last 28 years, and that's keep figuring out this thing called life together.
What y'all been doing the last year, few what? Years, getting on our damn nerves.
Was she at the Oscars? What was she there?
Was yeah, she was there.
Yeah.
You're the reason why I jumped out. Yeah. Now you want a reason with it?
Yeah.
Now you got a solution? Man, please.
Sitting right there next to you.
Miss me with this.
What'd you
say?
Steve?
Nothing about her.
Nothing.
I'm completely confused because this Miss Smith was not just between these two men. Mm-hmm. The cause and effect was sitting there in a green dress. See, you can't. What they need a chance to heal, talk, and reconcile. Okay, mm-hmm. What's stopping from Will for going over there and apologizing to the man?
Yeah.
See, if you want to heal, start with an apology. If you want to talk, call the man up. If you want to reconcile, go on over there. This move is on Will. Will initiated the whole thing.
Yes,
Will got up out of his seat and went up there and slapped that man. What you want Chris Rock to do? And it wasn't just between those two men. We need them both. I got news for you. We need them two men, but we need more powerful, strong women. We need people to own up, face the end of whatever it is that's dealing with going on out there. You need to understand your contribution. This isn't just between Will and Chris. There's a cause and effect behind this. I just think the statement is full of air. There's nothing in it.
I don't need no more table talk. I don't need no table talk, dresser, nightstand, couch talk. I don't need nothing. I don't. Dinner table. I don't need no more chair talk. I don't need no more talk. I don't care. Whatever furniture you pick, I don't want to talk there with you. I don't. Whatever furniture, dresser, cadenza, divan, I don't want to talk with you. Okay? China cabinet. I don't want China cabinet talk with you. I don't.
Jeez. You know what would help? I think if Jada Please. Would start with, I want to apologize for any role I played in this because if I misunderstood the joke as it was intended, maybe I was at fault for thinking you were referring to my alopecia when you had nothing to do with that. So it would go a long way if she would go, you know what? I'm partly to blame for this because I misunderstood where you were coming from, Chris. That would start because that's the core of it. And then the next thing would be him went up there and apologized to the Academy. You didn't slap the Academy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You slapped Chris.
Yeah.
Slap Black America.
Yeah, I mean, her whole take, you know, just like it is to us, it was a shocker to her fans, who still feel that Will really owes Chris a face-to-face apology, or at least a personal conversation where he apologizes for slapping him, period. He hasn't done that face-to-face. You know, he just hasn't done it. He did it in a blanket statement, a broad apology, but no, face-to-face.
Your wife laughed, then changed her mind. You laughed, Will, and then changed your mind. Mm-hmm. And then after you changed your mind, you went up there and slapped the man. Hmm. All of the apologies got to come from the Smith side. What did Chris do?
His job.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, that's all it is, man. This little mess. I don't even why she still talk. Why she bring it up?
I don't know.
Well, but I guess people want her to address it. Maybe she's feeling
okay. It's a new season of Red Table Talk. Right.
Okay,
you know.
Cool. I got y'all. What did she say though? What did she say that had any? Did you? What? Let me ask you all this, because maybe I'm missing something. What was the takeaway from what she said?
I think
she addressed it in a public setting and on her show on her terms, and then she also had guests talking about alopecia. So it's a new season of Red Table Talk. Yes, Tom.
Oh, my takeaway
promotion. Huh?
That part was in there about alopecia. She did a show because I guess she was trying to bring awareness for alopecia as well, because a lot of people didn't know what it was until it came up about her. But the takeaway was that she didn't even have to say that. She just do your regular show. She didn't even have to say anything addressing
it. Get rid of this table. Quit
That's
talking
your takeaway.
At this damn table, man. Why is we talking at this? There's always some drama at this table. Stop. Quit talking at it.
Where is Will, by the way? Where is he? Is he still in India? Where is he?
Somewhere having vision still and trying to get his life together.
So there you have it. You know, do we have time for music news, Carla?
No, we don't. The BET Award nominations are out. We'll talk about it later on this morning if we can. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, Tommy has a question for you, Uncle Steve. We'll get to that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. So, Tommy, you have something on your mind you wanted to deal with this morning. What's going on?
I want to deal with it because I'm having some nightmares. Uncle Steve, it's hard out here in these comedy streets. You understand what I'm saying? It's hard out here. I got a show coming up, Columbia, South Carolina. Last night I had a dream that my opening act went on stage, talked about me for 30 minutes. I mean, just went out there and just talked about me so bad, me, my family, and everybody. And then when I come out on stage, I don't know why, but T.I. out there, who I love as a rapper, he done started heckling me. So this is just a nightmare from hell as a comedian. And then towards the end of my set, somebody run up on my stage and try to slap the hell out of me. I'm just trying to ask you as a comedian, what am I supposed to do, man? I don't know what to do. It's hard out here in these comedy streets.
Well, the clinical answer that I'm about to get you is... you should seek some form of therapy because mental illness is real.
Okay.
Also, keep in mind that everyone has the rights of freedom of speech. And those three things I want to throw to you. Therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to keep in mind freedom of speech. And what was the other one I told you? And all mental illness is real. Now, with that being said, that's what I want you to handle. Now, as your uncle.
Here we go.
When you see his punk ass that was on stage talking about you, put your foot dead square off in the dark side of his rear end.
Okay.
That little center point that starts getting, when it get hot outside, it get moist. That's for him. Then they say, don't worry about me, Shirley and Carla. Stop all them looks off your face. I'm talking to my nephew. The second one you said was these hecklers.
Yeah.
Hang they ass to the wall. Oh, you want to be in the show? Here we go. And then thirdly, to the person that walks up on stage and slap you. From now on, as a comedian, start all your performances with your weight on your back leg. Put your right leg behind you and put your weight on it. Lean back with that weight on your right leg. Tell all your jokes with your weight back on that right leg. In case anybody run up, you already in the cock position. Pop! Knock their smooth ass right on out. RideDownThat.com. We told y'all.
Now he got coming Charlie Horse. So
right.
Yeah.
Coming up in 34 minutes.
You ready?
Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Today is National Gun Violence Awareness Day. It is observed on the first Friday in June and kicks off Wear Orange Weekend. Why wear orange, you ask? Well, on January 21st of 2013, a teenage black girl named Hadiyah Pendleton marched in President Obama's second inaugural parade. 1 week later, Hadiyah was shot and killed on a playground in Chicago. Well, soon after her death, Hadiyah's friends commemorated her life by wearing orange. The color hunters wear in the woods. This is a color that they wear in the woods, hunters, to protect themselves from being shot. Wear Orange began on June 2nd, 2015, on what would have been Hadiyah's 18th birthday. We should not have to live in fear. I mean, we all know this. We should not have to live in fear that gunfire can ring out at any moment. But unfortunately, that is the world in which we live right now. Whether it's at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, at a supermarket in Buffalo, at a party in San Bernardino, at graduations across the country, or most recently at a hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Wow. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Wow.
This is tough, you know.
It is. I mean, gun violence, though. How come we can't get some kind of gun law reform for national gun laws? I just don't understand that this is a normal behavior, all of this gun violence.
Mm-hmm. Carla, what you're saying is the absolute need and the request of most every American, almost every one of them.
Yeah.
Especially those who have suffered because of gun violence. Mm-hmm. The problem is two things. The 51 senators who refuse to even discuss this because they are controlled by the NRA and their contributions to the party, their position, and their power.
We got to bring them down. The big dog got to go down.
Good luck.
Well,
good luck.
Ain't nobody trying, though.
Well, a lot of people are trying, Tommy. The problem is, it's what this country's based on, power and money. And whoever has the power and the money, they all back down and agree that's who's in charge. Because the crux of this country is built on power and money. And they don't care how they do it. You get power by going to get yourself some slaves. So that gives you power. Because you have dominion over them because they're slaves. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what that produces? A lot more money. Mm-hmm. So now, this country was built right there. Right there on that. Look, man, when them pilgrims got off that boat and they were over there dying that first winter and the Native Americans saved them, I know they got to look back on that save and go, maybe we should just put them back on the boat. Gave them a couple of blankets and put them back on the boat. But they allowed them to come here, and they came here, and they took everything from them. So you're dealing with a system that's broken. We have a broken system, and it's horrible, man.
And no one wants to fix it.
No, I don't
the
understand.
Only people that could, The voters could fix it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The voters could fix this by saying, I don't care how much the NRA gives you. Mm-hmm. I don't care how much they pay you to say this. Mm-hmm. What you're saying is wrong, and we're going to vote the other way. The vote could fix this. Uh-huh. It really could, man. But the super slickness of it is they blend this in with the other things. Like you heard that pastor that got his license took or whatever, that you can't be a Christian and not be Republican or conservative.
Yeah,
you can't be a Democrat and be a Christian. It's just that's that type of stuff. They blend it in with that. They blend it in with immigration. They blend it in with gay rights. They blend it in, try to make themselves seem. They blend it in with abortion. They blend it in with welfare. All the stuff they do and participate in. They in all this, man.
Yeah. All right. All right, we're going to move on here and shift gears. Coming up next, the prank call, phone call with the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is my boyfriend puts his friends first.
Okay.
Wouldn't be my boyfriend too much longer. Ew. All right. all right, we'll get into that in just a bit because right now the nephew is here for today's prank phone call. What's on the menu for today, Neff? What you got?
This right here, Shirley, is called re-dipped. You understand? Re-dipped.
Like double dipping?
Uh-huh. Well, no, not like double dip. Not like potato chips, like double dip. I can't stand double dippers. I can't stand
that. At the party, too, you be so
I can't stand that. That's not what this is about, but I can't. When you bite off that chip, that's it. You can't bring that chip back to this dip.
And put your dip on your plate, dude.
Yes. This is re-dip. I'll tell you what, just take a listen. Re-dipped.
Okay. Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Pastor Henry.
This is Pastor Henry.
Okay, how you doing, sir? You're the pastor of Greater New Hope Baptist, right?
Oh, yeah. Why, yes, I am. May I ask who's calling?
My name is Patrick. My name is Patrick Davis. How you doing, sir? I went there to your church about 2.5 years ago. I went there, and me and my wife, we got our kids baptized there at your church.
Are you coming back to us, or are you, what's your current church home?
We haven't been in a minute, you know, but you baptized my son and my daughter, Kareem and Kareem.
All right.
You baptized them. I'm sure you do a lot of people, but.
Yeah, I was about to say, I do a lot. I can't really pinpoint a name like that. You said it was about a couple years ago. Between two and three years ago,
you baptized my little girl and my son.
Well, God bless on that. I'm glad I was able to do that service for you. I was wondering, how'd you get my number? Usually, any things like this usually get handled with the church, you know, one of my deacons or my secretary. But did you call the church and they gave you my number?
This guy at the church. Let me see. His name is Dobbs. Dobbs, brother Dobbs,
brother Dobbs gave you my phone number, my information.
Brother Dobbs, I got this from brother Dobbs that I could reach you. Now you know him, right? He's one of your deacons,
that's a good man right there. I've known him many a year.
Okay, here's my reason for wanting to talk to you directly. Like I said, you baptized my little girl Kaylin and my son Kareem. What is baptizing is supposed to be? You cleansing them and you washing them.
Right.
Okay, here's my problem. You baptized my kids, but ain't nothing changed. They grade still bad. They still disobedient.
Brother,
I don't see where your baptism
has done
anything. I don't see where your baptism has done anything. Therefore,
Brother
all the tithes and stuff that I spent when I was there, I want that money back.
Now you confuse me. I'm not sure. I think, you know, we need to stop this madness right now because you're talking about your money back, baptize. I'm more than likely to baptize your kids. I've been at this church for many years, so I won't doubt that I'm probably the pastor you're looking for. but I just don't understand what you're trying to get at here about the baptism.
I'm saying you're supposed to, when people get baptized, it's supposed to change okay. them. Am I right or wrong?
A cleansing. Okay, I see.
Yes, cleanse them. But my kids. Let me
ask you. I'm just trying to, brother. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this. You know, I mean, because like I said,
when we get
my
the,
church
the
usually handles this. I still don't understand how you got my number.
Listen, the bottom of it is your baptizing ain't doing nothing. My kids still grade bad. They still disobedient.
Well, is that why they haven't been coming to church? You said you're not going to any congregation. Maybe you guys need to come on back to church, sit in on some sermons. You know, I even work with you one-on-one, but I can't do nothing about the grades in school. I mean, and overall behavior. That starts with you.
When you have baptized them, I should see a change in them, and I don't see a change. But all the time I was going to your church, I'm paying for these tithes, and I'm not getting anything. Hey man, at the end of the day, Pastor Henry, I want my money back. That's what we have at the end of the day.
Brother Davis, that's not how it works, brother. You understand? I'm not trying to raise my voice at you, but you're all over the place. You want money back? I don't understand. What can I do for you? I can tell you now.
I told you what you can do. My kids, I done got them baptized over there with you. All that time I was going to your church, I'm paying knee tithes. And I get my kids baptized. And
but the tithes don't have nothing to do with the baptism.
The tithes have something to do with all the time I spent over there, and I'm not getting anything in return.
Brother,
and that's what you call it.
How in the world am I going to figure out how much tithes you pay?
Did
you ever think about that?
I know exactly how
many. No. You're calling my phone with this nonsense. You're not even a member of my congregation, and I just don't like it.
So, let me ask you this. Who do you think you're raising your voice at, Pastor? Just because you're a man of the cloth don't mean that.
Just because I'm a man of God don't mean I can't cuss your out. You understand that, brother? If it's something you need to deal with, you need to talk to the people at the church.
Why do I need to talk to Brother Dobbs when I'm talking
because
to the problem?
I do not
I'm talking to the problem right now. You're the problem, Pastor.
I'm the problem.
I just spent a bunch of tithe money, and I know exactly how much I spent over there, and I want my money back.
Brother, tithe. How about that? That's what I care about, your tithe. How
say
about
what?
That? I said, your tithe. Want me to spell it out?
Oh, well, here comes that.
Look at him. Look at him. Spell that. I bet they know how to spell it.
Okay.
Don't be calling me about no damn behavior issues with your kids. Are you baptized? That's the question you need to be asking. Is you living your life sanctified, huh? You know what? You know what, brother? I didn't got out beside myself, and I'm sorry, brother. I should not be using foul language against you. I think what's going on, we need to get you and your children, your wife, come on down to service on Sunday. I will sit with you as long as I can. I truly think counseling and talk is the only way out of this.
Yeah.
We should not be fighting on this phone.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Now, once again, I hope you accept my apology for my language.
Yeah,
now,
yes, sir.
Now,
can I ask you something?
Yeah, go ahead, son. I can hear you.
Okay. Brother Dobbs tells me that you and him are together.
Take your time.
Y'all together some mornings having coffee, you and Brother Dobbs are?
Every morning that I'm not at either a function or doing something for the building maintenance with the church, he definitely, he's a good brother. Like I told you, I've known him for many years.
Right. And he said now when y'all having coffee, that y'all listening to the radio. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I suppose.
Do y'all be listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
Yeah, it's always on the radio.
Hey, Pastor.
What's so funny?
This is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Brother Dobbs just got me to prank phone call you.
No! No, wait. Pastor, so Brother Dobbs knew about this.
He the one gave me your number.
I'm too scared to cuss another word or say anything out of my character. I didn't think I did enough for a lifetime today. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm probably as real as they come, and I tell my congregation all the time. I even slip up. So I think it would only be right if you play.
Let me ask you something, man. What is the baddest? And I'm talking about the baddest. It's 20.
Oh, man,
come
you
on,
already man. Know, man. The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There you go.
Yeah, we got to get these. A lot of these kids out here need to be re-dipped. You know what I'm saying? We need to take them back down there to that church and re-baptize them. Re-dipped. One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Spirit. Dip them. Re-dip them. I'm going to dip into Columbia, South Carolina on July 1st, Friday evening at the Koga Center. Thank you, Junior, for pulling that thing together for me yesterday. I heard you took care of it.
Gotcha,
at the
man.
Koga Center, and you will see me dipping in and out on the stage. All right? Come catch me. Tickets on sale right now. Shirley, if you would.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter for today. My boyfriend puts his friends first. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my boyfriend puts his friends first. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been dating a man for almost 2 years, and he has a lot of female friends. I hung out with all of them, and at first I tried to act like a team player, but I see he has no respect for boundaries in this relationship. He has a lot of house parties, or his friends will come over and do impromptu cookouts no matter what we have planned. He drops everything to entertain them. He calls and invites females over to his house whenever he's having a get-together. I've told him that his single friends are going to cause him to be a single man too. Fast forward to last weekend, and he and I went out Friday night, and we didn't make plans for Saturday, so I got up and went to the mall. As I left out, he told me that he wanted to have a cookout, something small. I went to the mall, then home to take a nap, and then to my boyfriend's house. There were new girls there that I had never met, and one of them greeted me as if she was a lady of the house. My boyfriend ran over to intervene because he knows me. Three females were in his kitchen cooking and making drinks and very comfortable in his home. The cutest one yelled when her song came on and she ran out to the patio to dance with my man. She told him that was their song from college and he told her that he played the song just for her. Of course, he said I was blowing things out of proportion after I quietly cursed him out in the laundry room. He tried to assure me that they all went to college together and it's innocent. He asked if two of the girls could crash at his house. I said no, and he said he had already told them they could, and he didn't want to be rude. Is this all just innocent fun, or is he playing me for a fool in my face? Wow. This guy is not your boyfriend. You called him your man and everything, but guess what? He's everybody's man. He's everybody's boyfriend, all his college girlfriends. You're not number one in his life. You're not a priority in his life. These women are way too familiar to be considered just his college friends. He had a past with a few of them. You can believe that. They're saying things like, "Ooh, that's our song," and then dancing with him, running out to dance with him on the patio, sleeping over and stuff, and acting like they're the ladies of the house. They're all in the kitchen when you, his supposed girlfriend, comes in. They don't even know you, let alone respect you. I mean, you know, yeah, you said you hung out with them, but they don't seem to have a clue who you really are in his life, because guess what? He hasn't told them about you. He didn't claim you in front of them when he had a perfect opportunity, okay? This is not looking good for you and him in this relationship going forward, and you need to let him know that. But of course, he will dismiss your feelings and tell you you're blowing things out of proportion again. You may as well be one of the random chicks at the barbecue for all it matters, because he's done nothing to show you or them otherwise. After 2 years, this is what it is? I mean, you're just one of the girls to him. So I suggest to you that you don't waste another second of your time with him and move on. Let him have his female friends. He's not worth it. You deserve to be special to someone, just not him. Steve?
I'm just, I'm amazed. I'm just simply amazed here. I don't know how many times I say it on this show, but y'all write these letters to this show. You already know what I've said on this topic before. I've said it over and over. I'm assuming that people write into the show because they're fans of the show and they watch and they listen to the show. And I assume that people write into the Strawberry Letter because they know that we give out our different takes and advice on these letters. It's not always advice. Sometimes it's just my take. Now, Shirley does, between the two of us, try to offer the most advice. I sometimes just give you my take, because sometimes I don't think you need advice. I just think you just need to hear your stupid-ass letter read back to you. That's how I feel about it sometimes. Because to me, sometimes I just can't believe you typed it. You sat there and just took the time out. This letter right here is coming from a person who's obviously listened to the show before. And so now I got to tell you, we've gone over this. Mm-hmm. So here we go again. My boyfriend puts his friends first. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been dating a man for almost 2 years, and he has a lot of female friends. Stop right there. Let's just go over this line right here. I'm dating a man that has a lot of female friends. I have told you. Every opportunity I get on this show, that men are incapable of having female friends that they have been attracted to or are currently attracted to. We are incapable of that. I ain't gonna tell you no damn more, but it looks like I have to tell you again, because this is what this ignorant ass letter about right here. You don't believe fat meat greasy. Well, let me pull the grease out the pan for you. I hang out with all of them. And at first I tried to act like a team player, but I see he has no respect for boundaries in this relationship. Well, ma'am, you know why he don't have no respect for the boundaries in the relationship? Because you don't have any boundaries. See, you went along with all of this. You condone it. You hang out with all of them. See, you can't put the velvet rope up and then don't expect nobody to step over it. You got to have barbed wire fence if you serious. But you got a little velvet rope with the clip on it. Anybody can take that off.
He don't respect the boundaries because you don't have any. When we come back, it's more of the same.
All right, Steve, we'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Strawberry Letter subject, my boyfriend puts his friends first. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. My boyfriend puts his friends first.
Here's another letter about a woman with a man that has female friends. And it done created a problem. I done told y'all. Over and over and over on this show. See, I don't care if you agree with Uncle Steve or agree with what I'm saying. These is facts. And the proof keep coming in all these letters. This man has female friends. That ain't what we capable of doing, but okay, let's try it. And he has a lot of female friends. I hang out with all of them. So once again, you condone this. At first, I tried to act like a team player, but I see he has no respect for boundaries in his relationship. Once again, he has no boundaries for the relationship because you don't have any boundaries in the relationship. See, remember you said you hang out with all of them. You've been going along with this. All right, he has a lot of house parties, and his friends come over and do impromptu cookouts. Okay, so now you got a man that's got some women that can pop by and just start cooking at his house that you're hoping one day becomes y'all's house. Yellow. And they do impromptu cookouts no matter what we have planned. That's interesting. He drops everything to entertain them. Oh, you mean he's prioritized these fine female friends over you? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Maybe I didn't make myself clear about this. He calls and invites females over to his house whenever he's having a get-together. I've told him that his single friends are going to cause him to be a single man too. But it ain't. Because you still with him. So nice bluff, lady, but he keeps calling your bluff. You know why? Because he keeps calling these women. And you ain't going to do a damn thing about it. Fast forward to last weekend, and he and I went out Friday night, and we didn't make plans for Saturday. So I got up, went to the mall. As I left out, I was told that he wanted to have a cookout, something small. So I went to the mall, then home to take a nap, and then I went over to my boyfriend's house. There were new girls there. Surprise. Why not have some new girls there? You ain't having a problem with the old ones. You give me an inch, I take a yard. You give me a little rope, I'm start pulling a lot of boats in with the rope. So now some new girls at the house. Oh, I'd never met. And one of them greeted me as if she was the lady at the house. She didn't greet you as the lady at the house. As she was. She was, in her mind, at that particular moment, lady of the house. She didn't even know who you was. Hey, girl, how you doing? Welcome. Come on in. We all set up in the back. You looking stupid. You at the house taking naps. My boyfriend ran over to intervene because he knows me. Know what? No, all he got to do is smooth it over with you, and he going to make you lick this up and like it, too. That's what he know about you. Let me run over here and make her lick this and like this, too. And that's just what he did, too. Three females were in the kitchen cooking and making drinks and very comfortable in his home. That's because they've been there before. The cutest one yelled when her song came on, and she ran to the patio to dance with my man. She told him that was their song from college. He told her he played that song just for her. How many times I got to tell you we can't be friends with no fine-ass women? I told you that. Now they're out there dancing on the damn patio to their damn song. He played it just for her. That's our song. Who did you say ran out there? The cutest one. I told you. That ain't what we do. Of course, he said I was blowing things out of proportion after I quietly cursed him out in the laundry room. See, you do all your business behind closed doors. He in your face all up front. You can do all the cussing in the laundry room quietly if you want to. He out on the patio dancing with the music turned up. You see the difference between y'all two? You try to respect him. He ain't got none for you. He tried to assure me that they all went to college together and it was innocent. They did all go to college together. All of them. Even the one they had the favorite song. They were screwing.
It's not innocent.
Okay. He asked if two of the girls could crash. Here go the good one. He asked if two of the girls could crash at his house. I said no. He said he already told them they couldn't. He didn't want to be rude. Wait a minute, hold up. Wait, so you don't understand. How stupid are you, lady? Let me ask you just how stupid you are. You are always an afterthought. Yeah, y'all can stay over here. Hey, babies, it okay if they stay over here? No, well, I know they told me they could.
Well, I bet I am.
Because this is his house. It's not y'all's house. He done told them they can stay. So now all y'all going to be in there sleeping together. Wait a minute. You done went over. You done went along with the cookouts. Let me see if I can press this button a little bit. You didn't mind the girls come over, so guess what? I got some new girls coming over. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to keep pressing this button because I'm going to make you lick it and like it, which I'm capable of doing, and you're going to go along with it. Now, here's the question. Is this just all innocent fun, or is he playing me for a fool in my face? Here's what I want you to do, young lady. I want you to go over to a mirror in your house. I want you to look in that mirror, and I want you to realize something, that the face you see is the fool.
All right, Steve.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I wish I would tell Margie some girls is coming on. Old or new.
College friends. All right, leave your comments on today's
Shirley
letter.
Call and Monica can't come over here.
Yes, we can.
No, you can't. You ain't coming over here.
Leave us your comments on today's letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out today's Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Up next, it is Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. Junior, what you got?
Okay, Shirley, but tomorrow, it is upon us. The Cures Hope 4th Annual 5K Run and Fun Walk will be happening at the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge in Dallas, Texas. Yes, you can go to kearshope.org and still register. It's K-I-E-R-S, hope.org. And also, let me also remind you that this is Cures Hope Month in the state of Texas. Yes, it is. Senate Resolution 187 says so, and it is locked in the Texas State Senate in a vault. I have made a difference, and I will keep making this difference.
Come on, boy.
Thank you very much. I'm talking trash to everybody in my family with a degree. Well, you ain't got a Senate resolution. I got a piece of paper, too.
Nah. I love it, Junior.
Yeah, I'm excited for tomorrow.
Congratulations.
So I'm flying out today, so I'll see you all in the morning. Also, now, out of Cleveland, man, the Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson is back in the news. Another woman has come forward against him, alleging inappropriate sexual conduct. The 23rd woman to file suit against Watson, her name is Nia Smith, out of Houston, Texas, and she too has accused Deshaun Watson of sexual misconduct during massage sessions. This lawsuit alleges that Smith had her first massage session with Watson during the summer of the 2020, and then his behavior grew worse. It's alleged that during the third and final massage that Watson exposed himself, touched her between the legs, and repeatedly requested that the plaintiff have sex with him. Now, according to the lawsuit, she decided to come forward after watching HBO's Real Sports with Brian Gumbel last week and saw two former plaintiffs talking about her sexual misconduct cases against Watson. Now, according to Smith's lawyer, Smith was struck by the courage of the victim to step forward and speak out, and she was extremely displeased by Watson saying that he has no regrets and he has done nothing wrong.
Damn. What is he doing? What kind of massage is this? What is he?
You see what kind they are?
So we don't know when he will be playing for Cleveland.
So is Baker Mayfield the backup?
He's still the backup. He's still on the roster.
I thought he left.
Okay. Well, wait. Let's ask the Cleveland fan. He's quiet.
You know, I've been listening to this right here, and I've been looking at y'all's expressions on Zoom, especially the two men. He done folded his arms like he having this pleasurable ass moment talking about.
You know they played the Houston Texans on December 4th in Houston. You know y'all play us.
Oh, you coming to the game, whoop Steve?
Y'all's ass.
Come on, Houston.
We gonna meet the beat the dog puppy off y'all. Ragged ass football team. You gonna sit up here and do this damn story in front of me with your arms folded? Yeah,
thank you, Junior.
That's all
you
sports.
Stirred it up.
I just want you to be aware. That wasn't even sports. Sound like a damn criminal case to me.
All right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at the top of the hour right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Motivational speaker Devon Franklin has a new job as a relationship expert, and it's on one of your favorite shows, Steve. Married at First Sight. Okay. Now, Devon
Who
will be a
he?
Relationship. Huh?
Who is Devon?
Devon Megan Franklin Goods. Is, Megan Good's ex-husband. They just recently divorced. Well, anyway, and that's kind of what this story is about a little bit. He will be a relationship coach on season 15, despite his divorce from Megan Good. And he doubted whether or not he'd take the job because of the haters that would say he's not qualified. He posted on Instagram, I was going to tell them no because I felt ashamed and that the voice in my head had said, you're a failure. How can you help anyone save their marriage when yours didn't work out? And then I had to ask myself, is this how I'm going to live the rest of my life in fear about what people say? And who are people anyways? Huh. So he was offered the job. He started not to take it because he had a failed marriage.
Well, I understand that. Of course I do.
Yeah.
Having been married several times.
Right.
I do understand exactly where he's coming from. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. Failure is a wonderful teacher.
Yes,
you can learn some masterful lessons from failing. The only reason I ain't gonna listen to him is because he left Megan Good. That's the part I don't understand. What the hell? That's the part that's troubling me.
It didn't work out, dog.
Yeah, it's not about you not
really?
Being good in relationship. It's just your damn judgment is a little bit off to me. That's what I'm going based on. I'm just
what?
Every time I see Megan Good, I be trying to figure out what's really wrong. You know.
Yes, it is.
That comes back to, you know, because you look at some of the most beautiful women in the world and they just having trouble. Just ask these things, you know. Well, you know, it's just not, the hell is not for you, Thomas. It's never going to happen. That's a figment of your very small ass imagination.
Maybe in another lifetime, though, you know.
Well, this lifetime, you're going to have to die to have that lifetime. And what is you going to come back as, Hallie Shetland pony?
So, Sister Odell, since you're here, the answer to the question, can divorced or single people give relationship or marital advice is yes, you're
well,
saying?
Well, of course they can. You know, I personally been having, I've had 11 husbands. I can tell you a thing or two. So, you know, peoples can have, you know, failures and learn how to get it right. That's what it right. You know, you can teach boxing if you done had a loss.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. You can be a golf instructor, but don't win all the golf games.
Hello.
You can be a professional comedian. All your jokes ain't funny.
Yeah. I see where you're going with this.
Preaching now.
Yeah.
You know, you can be a bougie radio host that talks proper and all the time. You know, but that don't make you the best ones, Shirley.
No, it don't.
Oh.
What kind of segment is this?
I don't know where that came
this
from.
This is called a new segment called Get It Right.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway.
You know, Shirley, as bougie as you is, your internet goes in and out often.
Well, it's in right now, and I hear everything
you're
saying.
What did that have to do with you going to the... And Carly, you went to the Columbia School of Broadcasting, so what?
No, I went to Prairie View A&M University. Wow. Get it right, HBCU grad.
Which is the equivalent to the Columbia School of Broadcasting.
No, I didn't go there.
And then little Monica, the one up there in the mouth of the South, she got 2 degrees.
Why are you coming up here?
And we don't even let her talk.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll give you details on how to enter to win $1,500 for the summer.
And
right,
Junior, if you say something else about Deshaun Watson, he left that little ragged ass town you in. I'm gonna have something for your ass too.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we've teamed up with Seagram's Escapes to give away $1,500 cash. We want you to create your own summer escape. That's right. To enter and get rules, visit steveharveyfm.com. Sip happiness with a Seagram's Escapes Italian Ice Variety Pack, your new summer staple. Like all of our flavors, all Italian ice flavors are sweet, yummy, and delicious. With a 3.2% ABV, $1,500 cash could be yours. Get all the info at steveharveyfm.com. And please sip happiness. And Carla and I will be announcing our next Seagram's Escape live happy hour soon.
Yeah.
We love those. Yeah. We love
We're
the
back.
Party.
We're
yes,
back.
Yes, yes, yes. It's going to be just in time for the 4th of July holiday. So save the date and stay tuned in for more information on that, okay?
Come
and
on, remember, girls. Y'all better do it.
Happiness. Yes. Yeah.
Throwing their parties up in here.
Happy hour, baby. Yes.
That's right. That's how we do it. Sip happiness. $1,500. Okay, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
Create your own summer escape. Yeah, that's huge. Yep.
Yeah.
To enter and get the rules one more time, visit steveharveyfm.com. steveharveyfm.com. Sip happiness. Thank you, Seagram's Escapes. And this time we're doing Italian ice. Yummy.
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 Shirley and I are ready, honey.
Yes. All right. More of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after. We will play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time now, guys, for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather spend a day at an aquarium or spend a day at the zoo?
The zoo.
Interesting.
What? B.
Yeah, I got to go see them gorillas.
I know Steve gonna say the zoo.
I know.
Monkeys.
What are you saying, Steve?
Monkeys, man.
Oh, you got to go to the damn zoo. Way more action at the damn zoo. You don't watch those bowing ass fish swim around those damn. Monkeys be out there having arguments and stuff. Monkeys be out there just doing stuff to each other that humans do, be picking. Roaches off your back and stuff. You're getting into arguments. Then one of them just go over there and just, you give me that banana, I'm going to do this to you. I be going, damn, monkeys is interesting.
They don't care. They just
starve. They will throw a handful of something at you.
Hey, dog, monkeys don't give a damn who looking.
No.
Just be up in here. We finna make this little monkey right now.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
I'm, as a matter of fact, I'll give you a little monkey for that banana. How about right now? You better come on, get it then.
All right, so would you rather live through a zombie outbreak or an alien invasion?
This is a more Will Smith question here. This is a Will Smith question.
None of that. I don't give a damn.
Okay, well, you got to try. Would you rather zombies or aliens?
I'd rather deal with the aliens. So, all these people coming up out the ground that I know is dead.
It's like a Michael Jackson Thriller video in here.
Yeah. At least with them aliens, I'll be fairly confused. Yeah.
All this dancing going on. What y'all doing?
All right, here's one. Would you rather be spanked every time you're intimate, or would you rather be tickled every time you're intimate?
No, hell no. I'm going to tickle. I ain't ticklish. I don't like that you nails out my gut. What is you doing? I got too much fat on my stomach to feel the tickle.
That spanking could be heavy,
one.
Though, dog. That spanking could be kind of rough.
Yeah. I ain't seen a woman could put it on me too much, though.
Yeah.
No, Lord, I got it for you. Oh, we just be spanking each other then.
How long is a spanking spell? I mean, how long?
Well, what the hell is we tickling for? What is that? Silly ass mess you doing? I've been here working hard as I can. You trying to tickle me? This ain't funny.
Funny.
Tickle, tickle, tickle. All right,
Coochie,
yeah, all of that. Right.
You're gonna break me down with all this tickling.
Yeah, ain't nobody in here playing.
All right, last one, guys. Last one. Would you rather eat 20 extra hot buffalo wings, 20 extra hot buffalo wings, or a pound of chili cheese fries? So buffalo wings or chili cheese fries?
Wings.
The wings.
And when they're fried, that chili going to have me backed up. I'm going to go with them wings.
Yeah. With heartburn, you're going to die.
What?
Not with the wings. I know how to work with wings.
Yes. That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up next, it's our last break of the day. And at 49 minutes after the hour, we'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Friday. And Tommy, you have a very special birthday announcement.
Yeah, man. 11 years old today, my baby boy, Jordan Wesley Miles, better known as J-Dub, the home run king. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You and Daddy going to do it big today. Okay?
We're doing
big.
All right,
man. We're doing big, boy.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Jordan.
Happy birthday.
Well, I'll tell you what. It ain't what I'm going to do, sir. It's what he going to do. His birthday at one of these trampoline places, I don't get my butt out there. I watch from afar. I sit back with a soda, and I watch.
Uh-huh. Oh, he's going to have fun.
Son. I see.
Happy birthday, Jordan.
They're going to ask you to go out there, though.
No. One flip, Junior, could change my life. One flip.
Forever.
Forever? Steve said forever. That's it. One flip, dog.
Oh, I'm talking about on medication permanently.
Now, you done hit your head on the side of the
aired out.
At home nursing.
All right,
come on, Daddy. Come on, Daddy. Come on, Daddy. Come on. Come flip with us. Come on, man.
Guys, any questions?
Anything you'd like to close out on? Yeah, I have a quick one. It's summer. People are traveling, vacation time. What's your best vacation spot you can offer, on a moderate budget, let's say?
Okay, what? Okay, moderate budget mean what?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a number. Give him a number, Shirley. Come on.
Yeah.
His moderate different.
Oh yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
but it wasn't always like that. Let's say $2,000.
$2,000.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you can do something with that.
You can do something with that now.
Yeah.
Because he don't know he's what struggling.
He can't, but the, he can't even eat.
Fat. But the two of them, oh, you can do something with that. Well, where are you going?
You can wild out. I mean, what you say, Jimmy? You can wild out.
You must be going
to
drive.
You go to Florida.
Yeah, for a family.
Well,
yeah.
Well, you going to have to drive because the airline ticket's going to suck that up.
Yeah.
Well, the gas
tickets is high now.
Yeah.
And the gas going to take that up. So it look like y'all camping in the backyard. No. $2,000, you can drive to Hilton Head. Hilton Head is nice. Myrtle Beach is nice. Okay. The Pensacola beaches are nice.
Coastal cities.
Pensacola,
like
yeah. Mm-hmm. You can go there. Virginia Beach is nice. Mm-hmm. They have some nice spots in it. So you can get somewhere coastal. If you live in Mississippi where there is no coast except the Gulf, you can go down to the Gulf Mater, the Biloxi, the Beau Rivage is down there.
Yeah, I've been there. It's a
nice area down there for $2,000. Maybe you can do a weekend getaway to a gambling boat, like off Memphis, go down to Tunica, something like that for $2,000. Try to flip your money over. Or you could just do something local with your $2,000, throw a nice little staycation. You could throw a nice little staycation at a local hotel.
Okay, and,
Man, get you room service and ball out. Go have dinner in the hotel downstairs or upstairs on the rooftop or something like that. Mm-hmm. If you don't have restaurants like that, you can even extend your money by staying at a Comfort Inn Suites, and the waffles is free downstairs. And then, you drive around, go to Shoney's and eat, and go to Waffle House. And, you know, I'm just telling you.
French toast at Shoney's?
I'm just telling you, you can stretch this $2,000 out with a staycation. Just stay in a room that's very affordable and spend your money out eating at restaurants and then go home for the weekend.
Yeah, let your kids get away and do something with the family.
Next question.
Okay, I got one. It's been brought to my attention that the only remaining Howard Johnson eatery in the United States has closed. Not the hotel, but the eatery.
Uh-huh.
Any Howard Johnson memories that you can share with?
All very much do have Howard Johnson memories. None that I can put on the radio.
You can share.
That was on the day I stole a Howard Johnson room before.
How'd you do that?
How's that possible?
Well, I saw a maid cleaning the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she was in that cleaning the room, I took a piece of tape and put it on the door, the door latch. And so when she came out the room and shut the door, I stayed in the hallway acting like I was doing something else talking. And I just went in there and pushed the door open. Stayed in there for about 4 days before they called me.
How'd you get a key?
What were you doing?
I didn't
you
don't have need a key. One. I put tape on
tape.
The lock.
No.
I put tape on lock.
Was you going up to the front asking for towels and stuff like that?
Yeah, what were you doing?
No, the towels, and I just be still. She had just cleaned the room, so I just kept tired. I was homeless, so I just needed to play tape 4 days. I was watching TV and everything.
Chilling.
Wow.
No, every time they knocked on the door for room service, I said, no, thank you. Then finally the management came up that day for and said, excuse me, sir. I said, no, thank you. No, that won't work. Need you to come to the door, sir. Who are you? I said, no, thank you.
And they left?
Now, hell no, he stayed.
Yeah.
And while they was talking, I was just packing.
Because you knew
the end. As soon as I opened this door, I need to just start heading towards this car.
Wow.
That's my Howard Johnson story. Next one.
I love it.
Okay, what? In 30
you got
seconds.
One junior or Carlos?
Yeah. What you got planned for this weekend, huh?
Oh, man. My frat brothers is coming to town. The Dirty Dozen out of sight.
Nice. Grandma.
Okay.
A lot of legendary lines that I became friends with over the years. We're kind of a special group of men. We get together once or twice a year, and then this year to be at a very, very special undisclosed location. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, the kills is coming. Hey, y'all have a great weekend. Talk to God. He would love to hear from you. God willing, we'll see y'all Monday morning. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.